One of the big decisions as a parent is what to do about daycare, all forms of childcare prior to kindergarten. We're going to talk about that this week.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. You have this child. It is a beautiful boy or a girl, and then they get to a certain age, and you inevitably have to make a decision, either go back to work and put your child in daycare. And that's kind of what we're talking about. You're talking about daycare, not VPK or aftercare. I just want to define that from the get-go.
You know, from the get-go, we're talking about all forms of prior to kindergarten decisions that we have to make concerning our children, from the putting them in daycare, not necessarily aftercare, but putting them in daycare prior to kindergarten. What impact does it have? What is research telling us? How do we read that research? And really, today, we're talking about making that decision, which is a challenge to make that decision. And I think some people believe they have to make that decision financially. And let me say, some people do. Far less than do actually have to make that decision. Sometimes if people looked at their finances and what their clothing and dry cleaning and paying for daycare and paying for transportation to get to work, they're realizing, wow, I'm doing this for an extra $70 a week. And when it's all said and done, I've paid my bills, if I could ratchet back. Mm-hmm. This was a very challenging decision for the Barnes household.
Why?
Because when Rosemary got pregnant, and I never quite figured out how she did that.
Wow.
We weren't planning to do it when she got pregnant.
But miracles happen.
Yes, but we had been married for 10 years, so it was time. She got pregnant. She was a public school teacher. I was here at Sheridan House. She was making exactly twice what I was making. And I remember thinking, I should be the one pregnant. This makes absolutely no sense financially. But we had talked about it, and we talked about whatever it takes. And we really both believed, and both of us just coming out of graduate school believed, when we have children, one of us is going to be home raising those children. And since she's smarter, it should be her home raising those children. But it was a very drastic lifestyle decision for us financially for her to make that decision. While she was making that decision, her best friend was a physician. And her best friend, both husband and wife physicians, a little easier for them financially. But the pounding that her friend took was, you're going to waste 9 years of college and leave. And she left and never went back to raise her child.
Wow.
So it is a tough decision. It's a different decision for everybody. And this week, we're not trying to induce a lot of guilt. We're just trying to induce thinking, because there are things that take place in daycare that don't take place at home. And we've almost said mom is irrelevant. We can replace mom. Mom can't be replaced. But sometimes we want to believe that so we can make this decision. So what we're looking at this week is sending a child to be in the care of somebody else prior to kindergarten, the implications of that decision.
And I know a lot of moms don't have an option, so they do have to send their child. They have to work. Maybe it's a single mom. You really don't have an option.
Absolutely.
And that's okay. God works in all situations.
I'm not responsible for the decisions I have no options on.
Okay.
Moses' mom, at about 3 or 4, we don't know exactly which, had to put him in a pagan daycare center at Pharaoh's palace. No options. And I'm sure she prayed every day.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, beyond comprehension. But she did all that she could do and then prayed. I think, though, we make sometimes the decision too quickly because our friends make the decision, because our culture makes the decision, because people say, how could you find fulfillment with those children when you were doing this in the real world? And let's face it, it is brutal being at home all day with a child. I watch my daughter, your friend Tori, and when 8 a.m. happens and she realizes it's okay, I can call or arrive at mom and dad's house and I'm gone. But at 8:01, she's on the phone or there. Can we come over? Unless she has a play date with other friends like Sarah. I think at the end of the day, it is a tough job, but getting your brain into the why. Why have I chosen this? And Tori had a great career and walked away to raise her children. Again, no guilt, but today we just want to talk about some of the whys that people make this decision without thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about, will you be glad later on that you made this decision to place your child in the care of somebody else?
Well, one of the things that I hear a lot from moms that put their kids in daycare is, it gives me a little bit of a break, 4 hours a day. It's okay. It develops their social skills. The scary part is, of course, there's a lot of sickness. A kid comes in with half a cold, and all of a sudden, my kid gets it. The whole house is infected. But I can deal with that if I can have those 4 hours of just peace and tranquility and get some other stuff done, maybe a part-time job or something like that.
And there's some myths here that that's the only way to develop their social skills. You know, there's play dates. There's other opportunities to develop your child's social skill. But the thing you took on there that we need to acknowledge, that is, it is exhausting. And if I can't find through church or other places these 3 or 4 other moms who are more than capable, like Tori has a couple of moms they trade off every now and then. I'd love to go to the grocery store without Reuben, without the 2-year-old. Can we do that? And my mom's not available today. You know, Melissa, can you do this? Can you take this baby? And so they do some trading off to make that possible. And Melissa's a speech therapist, and she just takes a minor caseload for her babies and so that these things can work out. But I think admit to yourself why you're doing this. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we like to buy into social skills that enhances academic skills. And there are these myths that I don't have the ability. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And so this is really for the child. So, yeah, we need to back up and we need to admit why we're doing it. And you do run into those, it's hard to say, but those moms that just aren't. Their child makes them absolutely crazy. They can't do it. And there are some moms that get depressed being in that scenario rather than grasping it and going after it. And I will say, I'm watching my daughter at her best, at her absolute best I've ever seen her, raising Reuben. And when I have Reuben, I had Reuben for 2 hours last night, and we set up his little funny little tent in my family room, and half my body in the tent, half out of the tent, and he's running around bouncing on my head inside the tent and throwing a ball in the tent. And all of a sudden, I hear Tori comes in and says, "Dad, are you asleep?" And I realize I fell asleep in there. This kid exhausted me. And Reuben's just kind of playing with my head.
Imagine her then.
Oh, yeah. She's dying laughing. Because we're all in there. But I get it. Mm-hmm. It's exhausting. It is exhausting. So sometimes there may be that mom that I just need a break. Admit that then.
Okay.
Admit that you need a break and try to do the least amount of break, because nothing, as we'll talk about this week, in every area will ever replace a mom. Mm-hmm.
And if that is sort of your excuse, per se, that I need a break, then the other question is, well, are there other options than just putting them in a daycare? Sharing time or having play dates or something like that. They're intentional. And a lot of people, they have, you know, even in America, we've cornered ourselves off and we've blocked ourselves out from the neighborhood. We don't even know who our neighbors are. Mm. We walk in and out of church that we don't even have those play date friends that we could just, you know, help each other out and take our kids out. So then we end up putting all the pressure on ourselves. I can't trust anybody, we say. I don't know who else.
Let me tell you, that's very Latin right there. Okay. You, Miss Latin, of letting
that. I have heard that so many years. I can't trust that person.
No,
anybody. My child?
That person happens to include everybody on planet Earth.
Exactly.
But we'll take them to a daycare center. Right. That's the amazing.
Because I pay and I can always sue.
I pay, and some daycare centers now have a little camera, which is just bizarre. But I think there are other options, and we actually raised our kids with options. Finding 2 or 3, and we had 3 other moms, that they could just give each other a break. There were days when they were all together. There were days when they're all doing projects together. There were days where they're all going on field trips together, which was hilarious. Mm-hmm. But there were also days when, you know, Rosemary had them all for 3 hours, which had to be pandemonium, while these other moms actually went to the beauty parlor or got something done. More and more and more, we're seeing another option, because people are staying where their parents are. We're a little less mobile today than we were in my generation, which is very interesting to me. And people are using their parents. And their parents are generally ecstatic, not always, but ecstatic to have, look, I'll have him for 3 hours. You go do what you need to do. And, you know, even watching Tori, she actually will take a nap in her old bed in our house, knowing that Rosemary's got Reuben downstairs. Mm-hmm. Or just get out of, I just like to get a bath by myself with some candles, etc. Whatever those candle things are all about with you ladies. But on and on, there are other options, and there are other maybe shorter term options, and there are other shorter term ministry options and almost co-op options. But what happens with many is you have a career. You have your baby, your company or whatever is gracious enough to give you maternity leave. You're done with maternity leave. It is the, when are you coming back? And it is just assumed you're putting your child at 4 months old or 6 months old someplace and going back to the professional world. And it's just not the best option. In the movie One Fine Day, which is an old movie with Michelle Pfeiffer, I love it, and that guy Rosemary Loves named George Clooney, which I don't like him at all anymore. But in that movie, watching these two deal with daycare and aftercare, and her waking up kind of as an architect, seeing this isn't working.
Yeah.
And so what is it? Is there a possibility, if there is a possibility for staying home, then justifying it, because you have to battle your professional friends, you have to battle this world that's all about me, and decide I'm going to stay home, and yes, I'm not going to be wearing those really cool shoes anymore, stiletto heels to work, and I'm actually going to have throw up on me and doing this, and this. I have to get the why. It was actually Nietzsche, of all people who hated Christians, who said, first you get the why, then you'll know the what to do.
Wow.
And once I know the why, I can get the what down. If I don't, then the what gets very tedious.
We just as women have believed the lie that you can do it all. And little by little, we're realizing, you know what? Something loses or someone loses when you try to balance everything out. Having a full-time career, the same as you did without kids, it's a reality that you have to accept and even mourn if you have to. Just, you know what? My life is not going to be the same now that this child is born and then this child is this age. There's all the seasons and you have to go through them. But like even Tori has done is embracing it. You know, she could be working full time also and making a killing and saying, you know what, I'm just going to embrace this whole mother role, enjoy it, because you have to choose to enjoy it sometimes and bring it on.
So I think you have to choose to enjoy it regularly. I think there's some other elements here in this choice. And one of them is, yes, you do have to cut back financially. Your life changes. And we had to cut back. And I think we didn't realize how much we had to cut back. And we had to cut back for a long period of time.
Yeah.
But I think there's a big element we're not talking about here. And dad has to choose to take on some more things to help. Dad has to choose to walk in and say, I'm here to help. What happens is we have children and mom is still the 90 percenter with the children, whether she works out of the home or stays at home, and is exhausted, where dad has to be taught, reprogrammed. The post-Vietnam dad was the first dad to engage, but this new generation of dad is not as engaged. And so this is a re-education for all of us, that we're going back and we are going to help, and let me take care of the dishes and you do that. And you know what? I'll bathe the kids. And when you add the ethnicity of us, where that's just not in many ethnic groups, and we want to blame it on ethnic groups, but let me tell you, Ruthie, it's not in my ethnic background as a male. Bathe the kids. Do you know how hard I worked today? And I'll never forget Rosemary going away when we had a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. And Rosemary went away to speak on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I was in charge totally for the first time in my life without supervision or help by Rosemary. And I had the children Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And she was supposed to be coming back. A friend was bringing her back from the airport like at 5 o'clock. And I got to tell you, it was 5:15 and I'm looking out the window because they had the audacity
to be late.
To be late and stop by and get some cream for our coffee. I had no idea where they are. And I'm about to explode and realize this is really, really, really a hard job. But it's really, really, really a worthy job. It's the most important job. I was, and I'll tell this story later, but I was speaking at a convention and I will never forget the eruption over this topic. It is a difficult topic because the American female has been taught she can do all things through her who strengthens her. And it's not only taught that she can, she's been taught that she should. And we've dumped it on her. And children are just an additive, not an alternative to the things she does in her life. And we have children who are screaming for mommy and a culture that's screaming for mommy. It doesn't take a village to raise a child. Mommy needs to be at the center. And if she can, if she can, if she can't, and they both have to be working, then there has to be a wake-up for dad. I need to come home and pull some things off of her so that there can be some relationship things going on here. I think we've led mom to believe she's not that important. She can manage the child's schedule, pick them up and drop them off. And I think we've led mom to believe they're better off in this early education. And they're not. There's nothing that will replace mom.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. This week, talking about the potential negative impacts of daycare and childcare, especially before kindergarten. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and if you want to find out more information about Sheridan House Family Ministries and all that they offer, especially the resources that you can find, go online to shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And to hear this program again, share it with a mom that's dealing with this decision maybe, you can go online to parentingtoday.org. Again, that's parentingtoday.org.